Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, guys, I think we're going to keep this fairly quick. I'd like to catch it all. Yeah, Roshan, first.
Jürgen, great to speak with you. Roshan from MoneyFM here.
Hi.
Were you even surprised, or were you surprised by the intensity of that game? And what do you have to say in terms of the fans? Because we know Liverpool has a great rapport with the fans after the whistle, but during the game, how much do you enjoy the support?
A lot. Was I surprised by the intensity? No. No. Well, I think it was pretty clear. So when you set up a game in that period with two teams, were pretty competitive. Two managers are pretty competitive. So then it's, I think, pretty clear that it has to be intense. So a lot of good things. But of course, really some things which I didn't like. And now we have to make... In an analyse, we have to, and that's always in pre-season the same, we have to need to have a look what is really physically, because that's, we did a lot in training, and yesterday a lot in really tough circumstances. It's really, and you saw the goals we conceded were mainly the concentration, lack of concentration in a moment, twice. Very similar situation, the first goal we conceded, and I think the fourth. Very similar, and it's obviously not allowed. But it happened anyway, and so we have to make, we have to analyze it. Probably have enough time to do that on a flight home, and yeah, atmosphere is great. Set it outside. The people created something really special. We felt from the first second super welcome, but that's intense as well. People were waiting everywhere for us. I understand that. But I will not miss opening a door and everybody's cheering. To be honest, I just will be really happy if I can open the door at home and nobody's cheering. And you know, good. I hate losing. Feel that all the time when it happens, I really feel it. It's today the same. But preseason, strong opponent. We could have scored a fourth as well. Obviously, Bobby Clark in a really nice situation with Bobby with Ben Doak. Other situations as well. So, a lot of good stuff. Stuff to improve. That's how it is. Let's keep going.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Knee or knee. We could have played on. But we just... so first, I got information that it's too painful. So that was clear that we will change. There's no need to push him through. When I spoke afterwards, he said, no, it would have been fine, but that was really, we didn't want to go any risk. It's just knee on knee, Bruce. That's it. He was fine.
And just one more, Lucy has took his goal absolutely brilliantly tonight. Did you feel as if, I know he came back at the back end of last season, but this pre-season was always massive for him,
because he was so
much trouble.
Pre-season is massive for everybody, yeah? So, and for Lucho especially, and I could say today he had... It was really hard. I thought we played super for the first 10 minutes or so, and then we were really in the game, bam, bam, bam. Everything was clicking, and then we could see the players had probably a look on the watch and saw, oh, it's only 10 minutes. Feels like an hour 50. And that's obviously the moment in the preseason where it's clear. We had two camps in a row now. This is the last day of the camp. Most important information of all possible informations. Nobody got hurt. I think that both teams see it exactly the same. That's really cool. Did a lot of things, and the physical aspect of the game today was a super important session as well to get through this. And yes, but Luis, there's no shadow of a doubt. But we scored really good goals in the first half as well. So Jogo's pass, quick awareness and reaction to Cody, fantastic. And we had a lot of really good moments where we showed what is possible. But in other moments, and that's how it is, and it's good because we will not be as tired during the season like we were today. There will obviously be a moment where we feel the intensity, and then you have to make still the right decisions. And for that feeling that you get punished when you don't do that, that's part of preseason experience as well. And that's why if you give me another hour, then I will see it as a really good lesson, and maybe then I will be even happy that we made the mistakes today and not in 10 days. But in a moment, I still work on that.
Okay, last question.
Jürgen, you said yesterday that it was clear that defence had to improve this season. Just wondered your thoughts on how they did tonight.
Yeah, around the goals, obviously not that great, but a lot of other moments really, really good as well. In the last line, it was good. We have still to adjust. It's not about so much about the boys and stuff. Yes, it is, of course, in these moments. So I think first goal we concede, Trent and Joel have to react better. So this pass, I don't think it's to avoid, to be honest. And we cannot always be there and block all balls. Sometimes balls will fly towards our last line. It was just a little doubt in between, but both stand on both feet. I'm not sure exactly when it was, 30 minutes? When did they score the first goal? Does anybody know? No, thank you for your help. So we're already, obviously, roundabout. And we felt intensity properly there. It's like humans are, a little rest. And it was ball, and I think it was similar time, second half, now between Joey and Ibu. It's nothing about speed or whatever, it's just about awareness. Check the situation. In football, there are no breaks. And when you are really tired, that's the thing you hate the most, that there are no breaks. Apart from that, how I said, I saw a lot of good individual performances, I think really encouraging, really positive. And we can work with that. That's it.
28th minute.
Yeah. 30. So, fine. Yes.
Thank you
very much.
Safe travels.
Bye. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.